France shuts Paris mosque that shared fatwa call against beheaded teacher. By Victoria Friedman on October 20, 2020. France's Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin announced the closure of the mosque that shared the fatwa video against Samuel Paty for showing Muhammad cartoons during a freedom of expression class, which inspired the beheading of the teacher by a Chechen refugee. The Grand Mosque of Pantin Mosque in the heavily migrant-populated Paris suburb of Saint-Saint-Denis will be closed for 6 months from Wednesday, amidst a wider crackdown on Islamism in France. Authorities have arrested more than 80 individuals who expressed support for the terrorist, with French President Emmanuel Macron pledging the disbanding of several Islamist organizations. Brahim Knem, whose 13-year-old daughter was in Mr. Paty's class, had allegedly recorded a video and shared it on social media, in which he called for a mobilization against the teacher, a move later branded by Darmanin as a fatwa. The mosque shared the post, which revealed the teacher's name and the details of the school in Conflans-Saint-Honorat. On Friday, 18-year-old Abdullah Gonzorov beheaded the teacher before being shot dead by police. I asked the prefect of Saint-Saint-Denis to close the Pantin Mosque in response to its leader sharing a message calling for the intimidation of a teacher and giving out the school's address. The prefect signed the ban this evening, the interior minister said, according to Le Figaro. The mosque's leader, Mohamed Henish, later apologized for sharing the video and deleted it from the organization's Facebook page, claiming that he could not imagine after sharing it, it would inspire an Islamic extremist to kill Mr. Paty. He claimed that he had seen the video from at least 10 other sources, and that it was viral in Muslim circles and was being spread widely on WhatsApp. According to Le Figaro, Henish is the head of the Union of Muslim Associations of Saint-Saint-Denis and the Muslim Federation of Pantin, which brings together six Muslim associations in the commune of Pantin. The newspaper also claims that Henish also knows radical Islamist Abdelhakim Sfrouy, though he told Libération that he had not been in contact with Sfrouy since 2012. Sfrouy reportedly also made videos calling Paty a thug and has been known to French security services for years. French police have arrested both Nem, the father of the pupil who launched the campaign against the deceased teacher, and Sfrouy. The Grand Mosque of Pantin is currently located in a gymnasium, while construction on a new mosque has been halted due to delays caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Besides location, Henish claimed that the profile of the mosque had changed a lot, with Libé reporting that in its previous location, it was known for attracting Salafists. Its former leader, Imam Ibrahim Abu Talha, is still stationed at the old premises, with a Salafist preacher allegedly part of a network including Yusuf Abu Anas, the former head of the mosque of Ekvali in Yvelines, which authorities closed in 2016 for radicalism.